KO4SZY Mobile.
This is EY, this is KO4HX. Patrick on this end.
Patrick, this is Rob. I'm over here in Spartanburg on my way to work. How you doing this morning?
I'm up here in Penrose outside of Brevard, North Carolina. Just had breakfast with my son and on the way back to the house. So I got just a few minutes.
Bill, how are things up there in North Carolina?
Not near as hot as they are down there.
View on that, I got to get some grass cut this weekend, and I'm not looking forward to it.
That I've been doing mine of a morning a little bit along the way. Just had knee surgery a couple weeks ago, so I've been taking my time at it and doing it of a morning when it's nice and cool.
The same thing, but I like to get out there and get it all done in one clip rather than having to go out there multiple times. But yeah, it's about what you got to do this time of year.
So what do you do for a living, Rob?
A buyer at a company over here in Lyman.
Well, what kind of stuff you buying?
We build gearboxes and drive motors for conveyors and stuff like that, roller coasters, that sort of thing. And a lot of our parts come in from overseas. We are an assembly plant, so I buy a lot of parts from our sister plants over the pond.
Different motors and different setups there for surprised to hear you say roller coasters, but I guess that's the same, pretty much the same thing as a conveyor system in the grand scheme of things.
We do a little bit of everything. I mean, we do big like grain silos on, you know, big farms out west, and coal mines and gold mines, and you know, airport conveyor, a little bit of everything. If it moves, we probably have something to do with it.
Pretty cool. Well, I did own a Matco tool franchise. I don't anymore. I shut it down when I had to have my knee replaced. So right now I'm kind of deciding what I want to do. Too young to quit working altogether, but too old to put up with a whole lot of mess anymore.
Hear that? Yeah, that's, I know what you mean. You kind of get to that point where you're not really sure what you want to do.
HGX to sync up there, and I was a mechanic for Ford and GM for 20 plus years before I done the tool thing. And I have everybody and their brother coming at me now wanting me to come back doing that. I just don't know that I want to. That's part of the reason I had to have my knee replaced, is jumping off those trucks and dealing with that.
SZY, yeah, I was going to say that kind of work is hard on your body, man. I always worked in plants, mostly pharmaceutical, chemical plants, and worked in a nuclear plant for 10 years, and I ended up with a lot of back problems, ended up having two back surgeries. My body is not cut out for that kind of work anymore. I can't do it.
That's why I tell everybody now, I'm going to wait and see how my knee does before I decide on anything, and we'll figure it out from there. But until I'm healed up, feel like I can do it, I'm not going to mess with it. I'm just taking my time and enjoying the recovery and the vacation now.
I tell my wife all the time, you know, especially with trying to lift things and help people move things and stuff like that, I went through a lot of pain and a lot of money to get my back to where it is now, and I'm not gonna reverse what all has been done to fix me at this point, you know.
Do it one time and done. It's all possible, is the way I look at it. I don't want to do it again. But Rob, I am pulling in the driveway, so We'll say 7-3. Good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now.
Yeah, good chat. Y'all have a good day. KQ4SZY, I'm clear on the side.
KQ4SZY, KR4ACR.
That was KR4SACY?
No, Alpha Charlie Romeo.
That was about that. Yeah, this is KQ4SZY, Operator Rob. How you doing this morning?
Okay, you the one that lives over there across from Anderson Mill Church?
I live over here in Moore. Londonderry is the neighborhood over there across from the church.
Well, I've talked to you before, but it was on the Spartanburg repeater. I was just curious, do you know Ricky Cash?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Scott Melaragno?
Scott Melaragno very well. He was my boss for about 3 years.
Well, both of them used to be at Morris Communications in Spartanburg years ago, and I thought they were at your drive.
Well, at least Scott, I don't know Ricky, but yeah, Scott and I are pretty good friends out there. I worked for Scott, like I said, for about 3 years. He is a fantastic guy.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in years, but we used to have two-way radios through Morris Communications, and they were in the service shop back in the day.
Yeah, give me your name.
Terry Phillips.
I'll have to tell Scott today that I talked to you.
Say, I kind of lost touch with them, but anyway, maybe Ricky's retired by now. I don't know.
Five is a big place, and I work in one of the smaller buildings that they built out there about 10 years ago. We're the IG department, and so, you know, a lot of those guys up at the other buildings and stuff, I've never met them, so it's very likely that he run across him.
I just heard you one day a while back say that's where you worked, and I just thought about it again.
There, we moved up here 4 years ago, and I've been out there. I started as just a forklift driver and working for Scott, and Scott promoted me over to the office and taught me about buying, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. He's definitely a good guy.
I joke with him because Scott's kind of, he can be a little bit blunt. He's a great guy, but he can be a little blunt, so I always joke with him and say, you know, if you don't want to know the answer, you better not ask Scott what he thinks about something.
Well, that's good, though. You know, I always like to know what somebody thinks instead of them sugarcoating the issue.
Scott will give you his opinion if you ask for it, so you better be prepared, but he's a great guy. You know exactly where he stands on things.
Like Gaffney or somewhere?
He's over in Gaffney. Most of his family is from Ohio, but he was, I think, the only one born down this way. But yeah, he lives over in Gaffney still. That's a pretty good commute every day. I don't know how he does it.
Well, that's true too. And it's on 85.
It's just terrible. I hate having to get on 85 in the morning.
I've reached my first destination, so I will let you go, but I just thought about that again and thought I'd holler and ask.
It was Terry Phillips, correct?
That's affirmative.
I'll tell Scott today when I talk to him that we connected on here. Yeah, it was good talking to you, man. I hope you have a good weekend. KQ4SZY, I'll be clear.
KQ4SZY, KR4ACR, be clear.
Four, is that LK? And hello, Terry, if you're still listening.
Are
you talking with three in there? You're talking to two good guys there before, but I enjoy talking to them.
I like pretty nice guys. I guess I talked to the one guy, Terry, before. I just guess it's been a while.
When they first talk to somebody, when you first meet them, and if you don't talk to them in a while, sometimes you remember the voice or might remember the call, but I've done that too. It took me a couple times of speaking with you to get your name correct.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with faces and not so great with names, so... you know, I always have to use some kind of, I usually try to think of a celebrity or something with the same name, and then for whatever, mental connection that way.
Yeah, I do, I'm the same way. I try to repeat a name a couple times in a conversation when I meet somebody without being too obvious that I'm trying to remember their name.
Part of that must be a male thing, because I'm pretty terrible at remembering, even when I just meet somebody, I don't know, I'm terrible at remembering their names. My wife is, you know, she always, like, if we sit down and eat at a restaurant, she always remembers the waitress's name and stuff like that. You know, I think part of it's just being a man. Our brains don't work as good sometimes.
Just different. That's how it is. We're not supposed to be the same, so can't compare like that, especially to a woman's brain. We're all different. Anyway, I hope you have a great weekend. It looks like it's going to be another beautiful but warm day.
You have a good day if you're working. I'm heading in right now. I'm going to stop and get something to eat, and I'm heading on in, so have a good day, have a good weekend, and I guess I'll probably talk to you sometime next week.
Getting to work now, and same, I'll be around next week too, so. All right, Rob, nice to hear you, and just wanted to say good morning. We'll talk to you later. KQ4SZY, I think that's correct. N4ZLK.
N4, is that okay? KQ4SZY, clear. Have a good day.